Welcome to the 1-9 podcast for interesting insights and knowledge from animals and other beings within multidimensional realms.
Hello, welcome to another 1-9 podcast. I'm here with Diana.
Hello.
Are you going to say anything else, Karen?
Did you stop it?
No, I didn't stop it. I was just wondering if I should or not. And I was going to introduce what we're going to be talking about today, because Diane and I just got back from a wonderful trip, and I was just having some interesting triggers on the trip about some people making me feel like I didn't hold any value to them. And I started looking up the word value, and I thought, value is like got this worth component, which we could think of as maybe a commodity plus an emotional factor plus an intrinsic factor. And I wondered what energy value really had, and if I was putting off an energy that somehow somebody might think was a lesser value. And so I thought maybe today we would look into the Akashic records and find out a little bit more about value and where the whole issue of valuing one person over another may have oriented from. And we could go back. We can certainly think, oh, well, there's always been people that have thought of themselves as more valuable as someone else. Certainly a little kid often looks at their mom and says that they're pretty valuable to them. But I think it goes a little bit deeper than that. And there's a sort of a divine aspect to it where, you know, you hold a certain divine signature, as we're all kind of divine beings, all from the same cut from the same cloth. So Diana here is going to go back into the Akashic records, and we're going to dive deep with some questions and see if we can't find out the origin of value, and maybe the not so much value, but maybe how one could think of themselves as less value, or someone could put off the energy of having lesser or more value. And so now I'm turning it over to Diana. She's going to do an introduction prayer to create a sacred space around going into the Akashic records.
Okay, so the Akashic records basically record every single detail of every single person's life, their lives, since the beginning of time. And there's a couple of ways to get into the Akashic records. I usually use this pathway prayer, and there's an opening prayer and a closing prayer. So I'm going to start the prayer now. And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. O Holy Spirit of God, protect me from all forms of self-centeredness, and direct my attention to the work at hand. Help me to know Karen in the light of the Akashic records, to see Karen through the eyes of the lords of the records, and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of Karen have for her. The records are now open.
Thank you.
Okay, so once the records are open, we proceed with asking questions. And I found it easiest to deal with just yes or no questions.
Okay, I'll try my best with the yes or no questions. So was there ever a time in my Akashic records that I may have contained the energy of a lesser valued being?
Yes.
And would it be possible to find the very first time that happened?
Yes.
I don't know if I can have this a very yes or no question, but how many lifetimes ago was it?
Okay, I did. Oh, gosh, it seems like it's going back pretty far. It's no specific lifetimes, but it's just I just kind of like see this barren landscape. No cities or villages. It's a little bit hilly, and lots of shrubbery or scrub around there. Not even too many. Like, it's not agricultural, put it that way.
So maybe I was in a scrubby area of this world. Certainly not in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, no. I mean, it doesn't look like it's all green and
am I a human form yet? As we know humans?
Oh.
Just a yes or no.
No.
No. Wow. So this is going back pre-biblical times.
Oh my God.
Wow. I don't know how many times I've ever heard of the Akashic Records going back that far. Okay, so a sense of a lesser value goes back a long time. So
okay, we can actually change it a little bit. Okay. So can we sort of like see the one of the first instances of Karen in human form where she's treated as a being lesser value? Yes. Would this be okay? I'm not very good with kind of like naming the eras of.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about the era. I don't think it's really that important to this. But I'm wondering if.
Do you want to go back to the pre-human form, or do you want to stick with the human form?
Well, I don't know if it matters because I'm looking for an answer that I don't know if we can get it out of the Akashic Records or not, but I'm wondering if, you know, there's been many efforts, at least in my lifetime, and I'm sure that they've been around forever, to, you know, to find ways to see the potentiality in ourselves and others and see us as all divine and see our divine aspects. And yet we are constantly doubting, or we're overconfident. And when we're overconfident, we're kind of oblivious to others sometimes. And we're constantly in this state of like negotiating our value. And I'm just wondering if there's in the Akashic Records, at some point that we could go back to and look at, whether it's pre-human form or human form or more recent form, but we could parse the energy of value and see if we can shift it, not only for myself, but maybe for a lot of others, where, you know, the self-value and the value of others are always equalized. Like we don't put ourselves above someone and someone else does not put themselves about us. And, you know, I was curious about changing it for myself, but, you know, why not be able to change it for others as well? And, you know, for as many times as I might have perceived someone else as lesser value, I would like to, you know, not do that again. And I would like to not be perceived in any lesser value. Like my words could carry forth the integrity of who I am today, not necessarily who I was millennia ago or situations that happened in the past. So I'm wondering if there's an epoch or a particular time in a particular Akashic record that we should look at to get the most out of trying to understand the energy of value and what happened there and how we can maybe easily shift and not be part of, you know, the waffling, the misunderstandings, be part of what carries us forward, carries myself forward.
Yeah. Okay. So, this may be hard to pinpoint, but this is the kind of like answers or sensations I'm getting. So like pre-human type being, it's like, I think basically you were a female, I don't know what you want to call it, cave woman or whatever.
Married to the cave.
And I think basically how people viewed each other depended on what kind of situation they were in and what kind of resources everybody, each being, brought to the table. I mean, it's more fluid than now. No being was completely worthless all the time. So, I mean, because you were a woman back then, whatever skills you had, they were valued when they were useful, okay? When they were not useful, you were lesser valued, okay? So we just went back to the kind of like the first instance of when others viewed you as someone of lesser value. We didn't say if it was sort of like, you know, you were viewed as lesser value just for, you know, a couple of times a day or permanently or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So this is the sense I'm getting from back then. Nobody was really put into kind of like these little categories.
Right, but their activities might have been for the duration of their activities were.
I mean, considering the situation and what skills they had and what they brought to the table, that's how they were viewed at that particular moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're done with that there. I mean, we're now going to go to the human part, right? So can you ask the question again? Or maybe I'll ask it. Can you show us a specific time and place in which Karen was consistently viewed as being a human being of lesser value by the people close to her? Yes. Can we know what time period this was? Kind of getting like sort of ancient Greece
again. I think I've got
again.
I think I've had other histories in ancient Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it specifically because I was a woman, or was it something else?
Okay. During Karen's lifetime in ancient, or lifetimes in ancient Greece, did her physical appearance, or, well, physical appearance can take into account everything, determine how she was treated as a being of human being of lesser value? Yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you were a woman, kind of like a slave too.
So I was a slave because I was a woman, or a slave because I was a certain class or ethnicity?
It seems like you were a woman, but not kind of like, you're like a captured woman, like from a different tribe or something, or different country. So that put you in a different category. Oh, you kind of like had to work really hard.
I bet I was really strong.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, at the beginning, it seems like you, like emotionally and psychically, you kind of like, despite so like the ill treatment, well, I mean, the people around you who were doing this, they didn't think of it as ill treatment. That's just the way they treated people like you.
Right.
So, but you remembered where you came from.
And as in my divine aspects.
No. I said you were captured from someplace.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And at the beginning, that kind of like sustained you, and you were able to keep some of your integrity, but then that gradually eroded. And then you started thinking of yourself the same way as the people who treated you badly thought of you.
And has that carried forth then through all my generations till now, manifestations until now?
No, yes and no. But there's always this thread that runs through it.
So the thread of thinking that I'm of lesser value runs through my lives since that time.
Yes.
And is there anything we could do to change that?
Yes.
And what would that be? That's not a yes or no question.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go. We are still back there. Mm-hmm. In ancient Greece, in what you were, this slave woman. And but you're going to remember your origin and your integrity from before. And that's not going to be erased by this ill treatment.
Is it important to talk about where I came from before that now? To know that, to go back one more record and find that?
No, it's not. It's not going back another record. It's the same lifetime.
Okay.
And no, it's not really important. But you were a valued human being.
Okay.
A valued woman, right? Okay. But the value there is based on kind of like the traditional attributes of what being a woman back then were. So
there was still some limitations to the value. The self-value.
Yes, exactly. There's still some limitations, but they got worse, right? Once you were enslaved. Okay. That adds a little wrinkle to this whole thing.
Well, not necessarily, because maybe there's more to it. You know, it's like if you had a limited value and then you had an even lesser value, do you get rid of both, or do you just get rid of the lesser value? Start with one, and can you do both?
I don't know. I don't know if you can. I'm sure you can, right? But I think we have to start with one.
Okay.
So you're going back. I mean, you're not going back in time. That's you're not going back. Time is now. You're just
right.
You just see yourself back how you were then. And so, let's see. I don't know if you can get a mental picture of yourself. Because I just see you doing a lot of physical labor.
In the previous life or in the...
No, in the enslaved life.
On enslaved lives?
Right. Okay.
Well, I was thinking my mental picture was trying to cut that string.
What string?
The thread that runs through the rest of my life.
Oh, no. We have to go back to,
go back to the enslaved me.
Okay. Yes, go back to the enslaved you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you can conjure up or imagine a mental or psychic state that's reflective of how you see yourself back then. And once you've actually imagined that state, don't imagine it too hard, right? Flip it around. Flip it around and go back to what your mental, emotional, and psychic state was before you were enslaved. Okay, I'm seeing you do that.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
It may be that you're going to have to do this many times over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so I get the sense that you've actually done this.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you're probably going to have to keep doing it, right?
Okay.
But you've done this for now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see now is kind of like this sort of thread. It's bigger than a thread. It's a thread that's actually going through all your lives. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is just start pulling the thread. Pull it.
Toward me now?
Yes.
All right.
And it's as you pull it, it's sort of like releasing all these past lives.
Yeah, I can see them one by one. I think there's enough thread there to knit a couple thousand jackets.
That would be kind of interesting. Maybe you can mentally knit something like that. And then...
Wouldn't I want to destroy it?
No. And then because, it's kind of like symbolizes the unworthiness. And because you're pulling it out, it's being changed to worthiness.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, you didn't say that part. Okay.
Okay. It's being changed to worthiness. And if you actually mentally knit some kind of jacket or sweater for yourself and put it on, did you finish with the pulling of the thread?
I thought I'd pulled it all out.
Okay.
That's why I knew how much it was.
Okay. So now you've so fantastically quickly created this sweater,
right?
Jacket, right?
It's like a coat of many colors.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine it however you want.
Uh-huh.
And now you can put it on. How does it make you feel?
And my value made me sit up straighter. Ta-da, I'm ready to sit on a damn throne. So this old chair. Yeah,
okay. And just be mindful that this should not make you vain. Okay.
Right, of course not.
Okay.
Vanity would be a whole other Akashic trip.
Right. Okay. But now, you've gathered together this unworthy thread that connected all your lives, and you've changed it into something else entirely. You've changed it into kind of like the mantle of worthiness, for value.
Yeah, the value of the more holistic form of worthiness is value. I, you know, it's it's been my mission to fully acknowledge, like, my more one of my millions of missions I always have, to recognize the divinity within myself. You know, and it's hard to recognize it in others if you can't see it in yourself first. And it's been an interesting journey. And that, you know, I'm hoping this will help. And there's still that tinge of value from the life I was living that was a woman, you know, having a value as a woman versus a value just as a divine being. Categorical valuation.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
Well, can we go back and look at that other aspect of the previous life where I was valued as a woman and not valued as a
as an enslaved woman?
Well, in the early Greece, I was the enslaved woman.
Yes.
And then before that, I was a...
That same life you were.
Right.
You were from some other country or some other tribe or...
Where I had a much higher value. Maybe my whole family or tribe did, but we still had the role of value as a woman.
Yeah, right.
Can we look at that as well? You know, it's a lot to do at once.
Yeah, okay. So you weren't sort of like directing people. You weren't actually doing that much physical labor or none at all. Is it? Actually, you ordered men around.
Well, and that's fine too. But was it a value, a whole value? I mean, it's not so much that I don't want to be valued as a woman or capable. It's more like I'm just curious if the value was categorized or if it was complete.
Okay. So like, what kind of duties did Karen have in the life she led before she was enslaved in ancient Greece? Oh, it's hard to guess your question. Was Karen married before she was enslaved in the life she had in ancient Greece? It's some like wavering between yes and no.
Marriage probably wasn't as important back then as it is now.
I don't know quite what that means.
Did Karen have children?
No.
Was Karen a priestess?
Yes.
So can I ask, when she was enslaved then in that same lifetime, she forgot she was a priestess when she got...
Well, she didn't forget. I mean, it was just kind of like beaten out of her.
It was beaten out of her. Is that aspect...
That's why she was enslaved, because she was like high value. Otherwise, it probably would have just killed her.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for enslaving me versus killing me, I guess I can say to them. So that priestess aspect of me, did that come back in future lives?
Yes.
Is it back with me now?
Yes.
Is there, was this value thread in the way of that realizing itself?
Yes.
Is there anything else in the way of that?
Again, it's kind of like wavering between yes and no.
That wasn't a yes or no question. That's why I was wavering.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it something that we can address today or not?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there something in this aspect of the way we did this today that could be useful for anyone who might be struggling with self-worth or, you know, running into others not valuing their opinions or ideas or themselves?
Yes, it could be. Absolutely, yes.
And is that the idea of going back in time and just removing the thread, or imagining themselves as, you know, devalued and then revalued and then removing all the threads between all their lives? Or is there a longer exercise, or would they need to go into the Akashic records themselves? That's too many questions.
Yeah, it's a lot of questions. But I'm getting the sense it would be different for different people.
So the experience would be different for everyone.
Yeah.
Is there something else that we should be looking at?
Something else in the Akashic records?
In the Akashic records that would be beneficial to me or my audience or Diana? In the Akashic records?
Getting a no.
Okay. So is it time to close the Akashic records now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to read your closing prayer?
Okay. So I mean, if I can get my phone open here. Okay, so here is the closing prayer. I would like to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their love and compassion. I would like to thank the lords of the Akashic Records for their point of view. And I would like to thank the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen.
That's all for this episode of the 1 to 9 Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for our newsletter at 1to9podcast.com.